Hey everyone, welcome to Feisty Mermaids, the podcast where we talk about unleashing the power of the mermaid within. And in today's topic, I want to talk about reaching out and really reconnecting and being vulnerable. So reaching out to someone that you haven't spoken to in a long time, maybe somebody you had a falling out with or something along those lines. So today I'm going to share two stories with you. One has a happy ending and the other one, not so happy ending. So the first story starts in high school and in college, where I was BFFs with this awesome merman. We spent every day together. We were at each other's houses. We took classes together. And we even talked about how awesome it would be one day when we each had kids and our kids got to hang out and play together. So I got married first, and then he got married a few years after I did. We were both at each other's weddings, and our parents and our family really saw us as part of their families as well. That's how close and tight we were. So I ended up separating from my partner, and my friend's wife started to get suspicious of our friendship, often insinuating that a guy and a girl couldn't just be friends. Now, to that, I'll say how you live is how you judge, but that's a topic for a whole different podcast that we'll do another day. But he wasn't allowed to hang out with me, and he would only check in with me when his wife was out of town, which actually made me really uncomfortable, and it really could lend itself to giving the impression that we were actually doing something inappropriate or something that we shouldn't have been doing. So one day I shared with him a decision, a big life decision I was going to make in my life, and he didn't fully agree with the choice I was about to make. So we got into a fight and we stopped talking. So 8 years went by and I thought of him all the time. I really, really missed our friendship. I now had a daughter and I thought about our kids because I knew he had two sons. And I wondered how our kids would get along and what that would be like. So I decided to reach out. Of course, I was scared of rejection and I was scared of being vulnerable. What if he said ugly things to me when I reached out? What if he didn't respond? What if he didn't remember me? That would have hurt so much. But our friendship was just too beautiful not to find out. And I didn't want to live with that what if the rest of my life. I wasn't even sure I had his phone number, so I actually crafted a message via Facebook Messenger. I thought about my intentions, and I truly just wanted to say hello and to see how he was doing and to make sure he was okay. My message was very respectful. And I made sure of that because I knew his wife wasn't a big fan of mine. I didn't want to cause any problems or cause any arguments. He answered my message within a few minutes, and then he apologized for the night that we fought. He took responsibility for pushing me away and out of his life, and he also said that he never forgot me. So as you can imagine, I was just an emotional mess. I was crying so much, but it was really tears of happiness. I also learned that he was in the midst of a divorce. And ironically, we reconnected at a time when we both needed our friendship the most. We agreed to get together. And one night he picked me up at my parents' house for dinner. And it really just felt like we were back in high school again. Like time had never gone by. Like we'd seen each other the day before. What's amazing is that now our kids play together. We bake cookies together during the holidays, and we go on hikes and adventures all the time. I think reconnecting has been even more beautiful in our kids playing together and hanging out than anything we could have ever imagined when we were teenagers. So I recently read an article on the New York Times about the pandemic and how people are reaching out and reconnecting more and more because they're feeling isolated. So they're wanting to get in touch or reopen conversations with people that they haven't spoken to in a long time. Now, the article does give you some cautions, though, and it does say that you need to understand your intentions behind reaching out to someone before you contact them. And to add to this, I also thought, that you need to think about the consequences of you reaching out to someone. So in this case, I was very respectful in reaching out to my friend because I didn't want to cause an argument or a fight between him and his wife, if that was still the case. I also read an article on Bustle and how it gives you some really good tips on how to reach out to a friend that you haven't spoken to in a while. They actually offer 7 ways and to do this, and also give you pointers for understanding that people's journeys have been different during this time that's lapsed, and that you need to acknowledge that you have both grown and changed. There are 2 points that I really like in that article from Bustle. And one of them comes from the licensed clinical social worker, Nicole Spordone, where she says that if you find yourself thinking about an old friend and wanting to reconnect, then that's a sign that you should actually do it. The second point that I liked on that article comes from life coach Desiree Wersiski, where she says that there's nothing wrong with losing touch with someone. And although there may be a lot of feelings around it, if someone has actually taken the time to reach out to you and you've got the time, why not grab a cup of coffee with them? She does warn, though, that reconnecting may bring up old wounds and really a sense of regret. I'm going to put both articles, both links on feistymermaids.com on the blog that accompanies this podcast, but this is actually a perfect segue into my second story. By now, I think you know that I'm a complete and hopeless romantic, and I fell in love so deeply one time with this person, and the relationship ended for many reasons, but it was the most beautiful and respectful relationship I had had up until that point in my life. Almost a year had gone by since the breakup, and I really, really missed him. I felt that our love was just too strong and too unique to have ended, and I felt that I needed to see him again. I was actually doing a lot of work around that time towards my healing, and one of the exercises that this healing recommended was to reach out. I really debated this for a long time, so I did a list of pros and cons, and I also wrote down a set of things that I would want to say. I wrote my intentions, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't deviate from my purpose, which was to continue my healing and also to move towards my life purpose. So I messaged him, and he also responded within a few minutes. We exchanged some pleasantries, how are you, have you been, all that stuff that you kind of do, and we agreed to meet in a park a few weeks from that date. I purposely did not want to meet either at his place or my place because I knew there would be just too many memories and I didn't want to get wrapped up in the emotions. When we did meet, we spent a long time together. We spent a few hours together. We laughed, we cried, and he gave me this beautiful letter that he'd written that was filled with love. And he just held me close while we both cried and just expressed how we both felt for each other and how much we loved each other. He knew my heart and my soul better than anyone. But our time apart had given us different life experiences, and he'd actually made plans to start fresh in a new city. So we took it day by day, reconnecting and just sharing beautiful and intense love together. I wasn't expecting for him to change his plans of moving to a different city. After all, I had just kind of popped back into his life and didn't want to hold him back. I wanted him to go out and experience the world. And I just loved him too much to ask him to stay. But in my mind, I thought we could share a long-distance relationship and see where things would kind of take us. But he had different plans, and he wanted to start fresh and completely unattached. I understood, but it gutted me. I felt so stupid for having reached out, and I regretted getting back in touch. I was so hurt and just so heartbroken. But as they say, everything happens for a reason. Of course, I miss him, and I wish things could have been different between us. But as they often say, and as I often say in this podcast, we all have our own journeys. For one, I love him so much, and my love for him was so strong that I would have made all kinds of sacrifices to make his dreams come true instead of mine. I wouldn't be doing this podcast, and I probably would have never launched my clothing line, Feisty Mermaids. Looking back, reconnecting was not a mistake. I was vulnerable, and I opened my heart in both of these situations. And now I never have to worry about the what ifs. Now, one person chose to keep me in their life, and the other person didn't. So if you've been thinking about getting in touch with someone that you haven't spoken to in a long time, my advice is to reach out and be vulnerable. You won't know the outcome unless you take that step. So as I often do leave you with a quote, I will leave you with this one today. And the quote says, "People are lonely because they build walls instead of bridges." Thank you for listening. And I'd love to hear your story of reconnecting. How did it go? And if you haven't quite mustered up the courage to reach out, what are you afraid of? I'm here for you. You can reach out to me via social media at Feisty Mermaids or on my website, feistymermaids.com. See you next time.